Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Yeah. 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 Before we get to anything, we of course got to check in with Chewy here in LA. Also, our pals in Atlanta. What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Now, as you can see, some of us are wearing sombreros because it is Cinco de Mayo, so we're trying to get in the mood. So why don't you at home or wherever you're watching, grab a margarita, kick back, and enjoy the
Mine doesn't party. Quite fit right. Mine looks like I'm at a BC in Oz celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Because you don't know how to use your head, Frank.
Well, later on, whose back does 50 Cent really have? Dr. Dre or Eminem? And also, Carmen Electra spills all the tea on her sexcapades with Dennis Rodman.
It's juicy.
And, of course, we're quenching everybody's thirst out there with another edition of Thirst Trapping with the Stars. And, boy, wait till you see today's thirst traps. I'm talking Kylie Jenner, Jenny Mai, and Sofia Vergara, plus a whole lot more. But first, let's start with Brat. What you got?
Okay, you guys. After 23 years of holy matrimony, Jada Pinkett and Will Smith are just realizing that they don't know who the hell each one of them is. Will Smith said he don't know who she is, and she said he don't know. You know what I mean. Anyway, in a sneak peek of an upcoming episode of Red Table Talk, Jada revealed that her and her husband are working on getting to know each other and building a relationship because it seems like they don't even know each other. Take a look.
The thing that Will and I are learning to do is be friends. So Will and I are in the process of him taking the time to learn to love himself, me taking the time to learn to love myself, right, and us building a friendship along the way. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you, that's been something to be married to somebody for 20 some odd years and then realize I don't know you and you don't know me.
Damn.
I'm not sure.
Wow, that's deep. Mm. Yeah. So Frank, you've been married for years. Do you feel this way sometimes, all the time, never?
Well, they say you change personalities every 7 years. I mean, Heidi's basically my radio wife.
Yeah.
We've been working together 20 years.
I mean,
the first 7 years we were together, she was all, you know, fun and cute. And the next 7 years, she was fun. And then the third 7 years, well, I'm still trying to figure that out.
This is what you get. Yeah.
This is the exact reason why a lot of people avoid therapy. Because, see, they done had a happy marriage for 23 years. They married to each other's representatives. Now they getting to know the real Will, the real Jada. And they're like, who the hell are you?
I think it's like this, babe, can you make me another cup of coffee? What do you want in it? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. We've been married 20-some years, and you don't know how I take my coffee?
My wife gave me that test.
Right. You should know. That's number one. You got to know how I like my coffee. You never paid attention?
I think it's a Frappuccino. I don't know.
Portia, if Dennis was going to go grab you a coffee at a Starbucks, he knows what to get you, right, without asking?
I just found out Dennis don't even drink coffee. I'm like, here you go, babe. I got you a cup of coffee. He's like, I don't drink coffee. I'm like, what? I'd have had a whole baby with you and you don't drink coffee?
You're the best.
All right, y'all. Looks like Jeopardy is back at it again. Now, you remember the other day we talked about the contestant that confused Chaka Khan, the legendary singer, with the legendary African warrior Chaka Zulu. Well, so another contestant has fumbled the racial ball again, so we have to give you another Black History PSA. We got to let you know that there is a big difference between Janet Jackson and Ariana Grande. They are not the same person.
Come on,
Take a look.
As the recipient of the 2018 Icon Award, she took control and took to the stage in her first live TV performance in nearly a decade. Alwyn.
Who is Ariana Grande?
No.
Oh, you thank know God. What? This okay. is, this is ridiculous. God. Now, Brad, how the heck do you confuse Janet with Ariana Grande?
Girl, you don't. They obviously don't listen to music, don't watch TV. They was born
nothing.
Either way too late or way too early before Christ and don't know what the hell is going on. There is no visible comparisons between the two. Okay, so Heidi and Frank, if you were on Jeopardy, would you know your Black History facts? Would you get them straight or would you mess this up?
You know, I appreciate the question, Headcrack, and I'm going to answer that.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
That was great.
All right, everybody. We all know that you are ready to get your thirst quenched. So what are we getting ready to do? Let's get into
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Wow. And first up, we have Jenny Mai, a.k.a. future Mrs. Jeezy. Well, y'all, she posted a sexy photo in an all-white bikini looking bridal chic with the caption, Quarantini-kini. And Jeezy commented on the photo, if you only knew. So what y'all think? Thirst trap or nah?
I say this was a thirst trap, but it wasn't for all of us. It was the thirst trap her own man. And she did just that.
She looks good, though. All right, up next, we're going to slow it down for you all. All you thirsty dishettes out there. Kylie Jenner served everyone a billionaire thirst trap. She posted this sultry video of her with the caption, it's getting hot out here. Check it out. Whoa. All right, so what are we, is it thirst trap?
Oh my God. And obviously, at Kylie's Skin is like a moisturizing product or something. She's actually thirst trapping for the product, and she sold it to me.
Oh yeah. Add to cart.
Add to cart.
Yeah.
So is that the secret? Is that the secret to arch your back so it flattens your tummy? Is that the thing?
Definitely. Yeah.
Try it, Chewy. Try it.
I'm not arching your back, Chewy.
Well, I got a thirst trap for you that's going to give you a double for your trouble.
Double
that's what
Scott came
out. I'm looking at the picture. I'm staggering
over
myself.
All the blood is not in his brain right
now. Sofia Vergara, who I'm talking about, she posted a hot, and I mean hot, photo with her and her niece, who's 27. She's 27 years old.
Wow.
Her niece, who's Claudia Vergara. The ladies showed off their cheeks while posing together in their black thong bikinis poolside. Look at this.
Who is who? Wow. I can't. That's Auntie Goals. That's Auntie Goals. Because Sophia is 47 years old. That niece is 27. 20-year difference. And I can't tell the difference. She did that.
Is it technically a thirst trap?
It is a thirst trap. And shout out to Columbia for both of them. Shout out to Columbia. I love you.
They knew that picture
Joe
was Manganiello being taken.
The picture.
Yeah.
They posted it. They posted it. Thirst trap.
Oh, yeah.
Well, y'all, former Bachelor contestant and ex-boyfriend of the now pregnant Gigi Hadid, Tyler Cameron, wants to give you an American pie. Now, he posted this picture of himself and a friend in Speedos and a pie covering his package. He captioned it, "May you look."
They look high as hell, and they both look like they got the munchies, okay?
Well, maybe there's that, yeah.
But is this thirst trapping, guys?
No.
Yeah, I think the 100%. Pie over the crotch is a thirst trap for sure. You took the picture, it's a thirst trap.
And Chewy, remember what they did with the American Pie on American Pie? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They screwed it. Yeah,
maybe there's a hole in the back of the pie.
Right.
Yeah, screwed that pie, y'all. I don't know.
Yes,
all right, coming up, honey, which best friend, honey, would 50 Cent give the mask off his face to? We'll tell you what he said after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
What's up?
Y'all, so, you know, the coronavirus has a lot of people thinking, you know, just contemplating on things. Well, 50 Cent was doing a virtual interview with Big Boy, and he was asked this very important question. If he had a mask, who would he give it to? Would he give it to Dr. Dre, or would he give it to Eminem, okay? And this is what 50 Cent had to say. Now, keep in mind, both of these guys are his best friends, so he was put in a really rough spot, but this is what he said. Damn, that's a foul question. I'd have to give M the mask, and I'd give Dre my mask if I had a mask on. I would give him mine. Oh!
Wow!
Nice. Now, Chewy, what do you think? Like, this is kind of equivalent to, what, giving your shirt off your back? Asking, saying that you'll give somebody your mask?
Yeah,
I think so.
I would say it's a lot more than giving someone the shirt off your back. That's like giving somebody CPR. That's like saving someone's life there.
Yeah.
Yo, head crack, if you had two masks to give the Atlanta crew, who are the two lives you would save, man?
Oh, ooh, don't do that.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, where your love at, B?
Now, here's the thing. It seems like that Gary could hold his breath for a long time, so I'd be able to give my mask to Portia and the brat.
Thank you. Oh. Wait, why can Gary hold his breath so long? Why?
The cheeks.
Both cheeks. Gary has strong lungs.
All right, y'all. So I got some throwback dish for y'all. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Well, honey, Comedy Lectra spilled the tea on an escapade she had with her ex-husband, Dennis Rodman, back in the 90s. Blindfolded her and took her to the Bulls practice facility on one of their off days. And when she took off her blindfold, honey, they were at center court. Woo, this is cute. Carmen said, it was crazy, like two kids in a candy store. We were eating popsicles from the fridge and pretty much having sex all over the damn place in the physical therapy room, in the weight room, obviously on the court. To be honest, I don't think he's ever worked out so hard in his life.
Ooh,
give a round of applause to them giving a shout to the team.
Willie, what have you ever done crazy? Any crazy escapades like this? Possibly on the football field?
Mine in comparison to Carmen Electra sounds so basic and cheap that I don't even want to say it. Okay, I'll say it.
Good.
I was thinking about when I sold furniture. I actually dated one of my fellow people who sold furniture with me. And we had a little escapade in the stock room.
No.
So it's so furniture not store. Like, oh, he surprised me on the field at the basketball court.
Was it at least on a love seat in the stock room?
Yes, it was on a love seat. It wasn't on the return furniture, but the brand new furniture that was going
out. It was on a folding chair.
Oh, my God. Was it cloth or
leather? It was leather, baby. It was on slip and slide.
She put the foo in futon.
Yes. Foo-foo-foo.
All right, so y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right. Now, if you're at home right now looking for your own little personal getaway, you need to check out the Wicked Audio Premium Over-Ear Bluetooth Headphones. With their full-size cushions and great sound, you can shut out the world and have premium cordless listening all day long.
Oh, now these are nice, honey. So tell me more. My God.
Well, Gary, these full-size Bluetooth headphones have a built-in mic, volume and track controls, and have enhanced bass. They come with a rechargeable battery and a collapsible, so they fold flat. They also come with a USB charging cord and an aux cord.
Oh, how much are they?
Well, these Bluetooth headphones has been seen as high as $60. But for the Dish Nation family, they're only
$24.
$24? Awesome. Yeah.
You know the drill. Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, did a Spanish newscaster give his viewers an accidental peep show? Oh, escandaloso. We'll tell you, we'll fill you in after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up? Woo, woo, woo.
Hey, it looks like Spider-Man, a.k.a. Tom Holland, is the butt of the joke. So Tom decided to host a Marvel pop quiz for fans on his Instagram Live. And to include those with hearing disabilities, he wrote all his questions down on separate place cards. Now, joke was on him, though, because the words on the cards were mirrored backwards due to the IG Live situation with the camera.
Right.
And he forgot that when he held up the cards to read out the questions, the answers were shown on the back. So the people can see the answers.
Damn. What day?
Well, you figure Tom Holland be better on the web.
I see what you did there.
Wow. Spider-Man.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Now, see, the problem is these celebrities are used to going live. They're used to having, cut and take and do this again. They're making mistakes all the time, and they probably make mistakes on the set all the time. Mm. You just never see it. This is real. I mean, except for us, we're absolutely live here on Dish Nation. There's not any editing at all.
Nothing.
It's our game. Yes.
Freaking professionals in the media.
That's us.
You know what? Yeah. We're super competitive around here, so we are very, don't look at the answer. Don't look at the answer. Don't tell. Don't tell.
Yeah.
I mean, You know Chewy.
Heidi saw an answer, and she told us that she saw the answer, so I got the point in the game. So Heidi's very honest when we play games.
See, in Atlanta, we normally have to scream over each other, and Gary is always the loudest.
You're right.
So that's the only reason we would count. That's right. Because Gary's winning everything.
Right. Well, moving on. Nothing like a cup of coffee and some nudity. Well, a lot of people are doing their jobs from home, and this Spanish news anchor was doing that. His name is Alfonso Merlos, and he was doing a YouTube broadcast when a barely clothed woman appeared in the background walking. All right, take a look.
Oh, so his girlfriend or wife or something was that?
You'd hope it's girlfriend or wife. But word is that that Alfonso and his girlfriend had an argument, and so she moved out and stayed at a friend's house, and that's their house together. So this woman, this naked woman who walks by in the background, that's not his girlfriend.
Maybe a housekeeper, perhaps?
Yeah.
Brad, I got to ask you, Brad, did you think that she knew that he was broadcasting and didn't care, or you think that he didn't even tell her he was broadcasting?
You know, it depends. If she wanted to be shady and wanted the girlfriend to see what was going on, she probably just trolloped along in the background on purpose, or it could have been a mistake. Like, I can't tell with this one. I'm not sure.
Let me tell you why I know this girl didn't know she was going to be shown. She didn't suck in. If you were trying to show off,
that's true.
You would have sucked that thing in, put them shoulders back, and done a strut across the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her shoulders were definitely back. She had a weird angle going.
Right. She did not know. I'm telling you, I'd have sucked the hell in. I'd look like Jennifer Lopez walking by.
All right. Up next, find out who Kate Hudson had to put in the hot seat for crossing the line. Now, we'll have more after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. What's up? Yeah. You know, Oliver Hudson almost landed himself in hot water with his little sister, Kate Hudson. Now, the two were on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and being a little sister, Kate used the opportunity to call Oliver out about interviewing her ex-boyfriend. You may have forgotten about this. Yes, she dated A-Rod. Take a look.
By the way, you guys had A-Rod on the show on Sibling Revelry. No. Oliver, did you... You did not?
No. No, Oliver had him on his other podcast.
With my other podcast.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So we didn't,
wait, what's your other podcast,
Oliver? He didn't even say, hey, like, look, I'm thinking of interviewing your ex-boyfriend. Like, is that cool?
I was going to say.
I don't want to get a no. I don't want to get a no.
Now, Frank, he's A-Rod. Do you think that he would have still done the interview even if Kate said, no, I don't want you interviewing my ex-boyfriend?
Hell yeah, he would have. I know he said he didn't want to get a no, but he would have totally interviewed A-Rod. He wanted to have A-Rod as a brother-in-law. I mean, he's like, it's the ultimate pick for your sister.
Wingman.
And then she ruined it after a couple months. She totally ruined it.
This is typical sibling behavior, especially for a younger sibling. They're going to do it now and apologize later. And they're going to be like, but you got to understand, it's so-and-so. Like, this is what they do. Like, I've dated a couple famous people, and I remember my brother calling me more than ever. Like, you don't even call me. You don't even talk to me. Now you want to be my friend and come visit because I'm dating so-and-so? Like, wow. Okay.
And who was that so-and-so person?
His name is actually...
Nope.
So-and-so.
Jermaine Jackson.
That's real? Yeah.
He's my neighbor.
Wow. We shared hairspray. I must confess.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.